This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of novel coronavirus cases globally stands at nearly 110,000, including just over 3,800 deaths. That's across 99 countries and territories. China, excluding the territories of Hong Kong and Macau, had almost 81,000 cases. Just over 3,100 were fatal. The U.S. death toll from the new coronavirus is at least 21. Officials in the state of California are trying to reassure the public none of the passengers from a cruise ship docking there carrying those affected will be released into the public before undergoing quarantine. Dr. John Redd of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the sickest passengers will get off first and go to hospitals before the rest disembark.
The approximately 1,000 of them will end up primarily at Travis Air Force Base. Some will end up at Miramar Marine Corps Air Station, and then other passengers as well as the non-American citizens will end up going to their quarantine stations.
Two members of U.S. Congress are isolating themselves after having contact with a man who tested positive for coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'll stay at his Texas home the next few days. Congressman Paul Gosar has closed his office this week and says three members of his senior staff are also isolating. Both lawmakers determined they were in contact with the man at the Conservative Political Action Conference in suburban Washington nearly 2 weeks ago. Several top lawmakers were scheduled to be at the conference where both President Trump and Vice President Pence spoke. Officials here say there's no indication either met or were in close proximity to the infected man. Sagar Magani at the White House.
From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea fired three short-range rockets Monday, Pyongyang's second weapons test in a week, even as it fights off a potentially disastrous coronavirus outbreak. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range projectiles from South Hamgyong province. In a statement, South Korea's presidential office said the tests do not help peace efforts on the Korean peninsula. Scotland's former First Minister, Alex Salmond, arrived in court Monday for the start of his trial for a string of alleged sexual offenses, including an attempted rape at his official residence in 2014. The 65-year-old said nothing to reporters as he entered the High Court in Edinburgh for the case. The indictment shows Salmond faces two counts of indecent assault, 10 of sexual assault, an attempted rape, and a sexual assault with intent to rape. A 15-member jury and a judge will hear the case. Global stock markets and oil prices have plunged after a squabble among crude oil producers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
State oil giant Aramco has seen its shares drop by 10% as Saudi Arabia's stock market at opening halted trading. The dive came as global oil prices suffered their worst losses since the start of the 1991 Gulf War, with the benchmark U.S. crude price falling as much as 30%, deepening a rout that began when Saudi Arabia, Russia, and other major producers failed to agree on how much to cut output to prop up prices. The row has jolted the markets, already on edge about the surging costs of a virus outbreak. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders have each picked up significant endorsements for their U.S. Democratic presidential bids this weekend, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I have decided that I am, with great enthusiasm, going to endorse Joe Biden.
Senator Kamala Harris joins a cluster of one-time rivals for the nomination, posting a video statement Sunday.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people. And I believe Joe can do that.
I stand with Bernie Sanders today.
But at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bernie Sanders picked up his own endorsement from the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
He's never lost his taste for justice for the people.
And Sanders tells ABC's This Week he's not surprised to see the Democratic establishment rallying around Biden.
But we are winning the support of grassroots America because we have an agenda that speaks to working people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Diane Roberts. If you'd like more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News.